Brother Allen, would you pray tonight? Yes, Lord. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Yes, so Lord. Yes. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. The book of Deuteronomy chapter number 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. Thou mightest keep, or that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, shalt swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the word of God tonight, Lord, that you've given us, Father, to live by, to feed upon, God. Lord, that's guide us toward home. Lord, we ask you, God, to bless, Lord, now the preaching of the word of God, Lord, bless these people, Lord, that have gathered in this place tonight, Lord. God, we need to hear from heaven, Lord, and I pray, God, for your anointing touch, God. I need you, dear God. I'm poor, Lord, and without you, God, I can do nothing, Lord. Father, meet with us now, God, and get you honor and glory to your name. For we beg you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested in verse number 7. It says, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. Now, I want to preach tonight for just a little while on this thought. Daddy's instructions, or maybe I should say guidelines, necessities, a must, but I believe the word command would fit in a little better here. Daddy's commands for a Christian home. You might say, well, this is the Old Testament. Well, the Bible says it's good for instruction, don't it? to reprove and rebuke us and to guide us, to correct us. Well, tonight I believe there's something in here for the child of God today. Listen to me, friends. This message right here, Moses was delivering to a people that was about to go into the promised land. A land that was flowing, as God said, with milk and honey. It was a place where these people that had come out from under Egyptian bondage, they didn't know what it was like to be free. They didn't know what it was like to have houses and vineyards of their own. And they needed some instruction, just like you and I need instruction in our life today as we journey through this Christian life and this Christian walk. God wants us to be instructed. God wants us to be corrected when we need correcting. He wants us to be reproved. He wants to instruct us now, I believe, daddies, to have a Christian home to raise up your children. He said it's good for your sons, and it's good for your sons' sons. Hey, daddies, all of you's got boys in your house. God wants you to raise them up to understand and study and know this book right here, that one day they could teach their sons, and their sons could teach their sons, and keep the fire burning down at the house of God and down at your house as generations and generations go forth. Well, listen to me. It's a command, I believe, that we do this now. Listen to me. I know we live in a day when we got our minds elsewhere than on the Word of God. But listen to what God says in His words here for just a little bit tonight, and then I'll let you go to the house. I'm talking about instructions right here for a Christian home. Hey, it's not an option. God didn't say just do this if you want to. He commanded us to do it. Listen to me now. First of all, I want to say tonight that there needs to be a revelation of God's Word being taught in the home. You hear me now? Moses was giving some instructions right here. Now, he was reiterating a lot of things that had already been said, and I guess that's what I'm doing tonight. Just kind of reminding you of what God's already instructed us to do in our homes. Hey, I'm talking about raising children. I'm talking about a Christian home. I'm talking about a home that God is pleased with, that God sanctions and okays. Don't you want that kind of home for your children? Amen. Daddies, there may be some mamas in here that ain't got no daddy at the house. Well, you just listen good and do the best you can and raise your children right. There needs to be a revelation of God's Word taught in the house. First of all, I want you to notice in verse 4, hey, listen right here. He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Can I tell you tonight? God rules. God rules. He rules in this whole world right here today. That needs to be taught to your children. Obama ain't a ruling the world today. Hey, listen to me, friend. There ain't no man that's ruling this thing today. God's got it orchestrated just according to His plan. And listen, there ain't no need for you to get shook up when the news comes on at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock because things is going right according to God's plan today. He rules. Teach it to your children. Teach your children to realize that there's a God in heaven that rules in this thing that's going on today. Teach them the Word of God and what God says in this Bible right here. Oh, He sets up kingdoms. He sets up kings. He knocks them down. Hey, he raises up nations, friend, and He destroys nations. All power is in His hands today. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He rules and He reigns today. And that's what you kids need to know. Our Lord is one God. He's the only God. Let me tell you something, friends. Religion won't cut it. Religion won't get it. You need to teach your children, friend, about this false junk that's all going on all around this world right here. Listen, religion will take you to hell, friend. Listen to me, friend. He said, "The Lord our God is one Lord." One Lord. One faith. One baptism. That's it. That settles it. It's all done. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. If you follow anything else, you'll wind up in hell. You better teach your children. They better get under the rule of God. Amen. He rules. He rules. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And you better teach it because there's a lot of junk that's being taught in this world today.
Our governmental system today says, well, just, you know, any kind of religion's all right. You just believe what you want to and everything will be just fine. That ain't what our forefathers said. No, 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 no. Hey, there was places in our country, our founding fathers, friend, there was states that you couldn't serve in a governmental position unless you profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what our country was founded upon. Those beliefs in the true and living God. Amen. Well, we've gone a long ways from that, hadn't we? He rules not only in earth, but He reigns in heaven above. And let me tell you something, friend. He always has reigned. He always will reign. Let me tell you something, friend. He didn't get voted in and He ain't going to get voted out. He's God Almighty. He reigns in heaven above. Hey, the devil one day decided that he would ascend up. He'd exalt himself above God, friend. But God said, you're going to be brought down to the pits of hell. Teach your kids that. Teach your kid. God rules in earth. God reigns in heaven. One Lord. One Lord. Not only, friend, this revelation of God's Word is to be taught in our home, friend, that He rules and He reigns, but you better be a teaching that He's returning one of these days. It's not too early, friend. It's never too early to start teaching in your home. I know that's foreign to most folks. You know, my mama, it's interesting talking to old folks. My mama's done gone on to be with the Lord, but you know, it was always interesting to hear her tell stories about when she was a child coming up. See, they didn't have television. And I don't even know if they had a radio, to be honest with you. They come up pretty poor. And they didn't even have indoor plumbing. They didn't have electric lights. I said, well, Mama, what'd y'all do at night? Said, well, said Daddy'd get the Bible. And all us kids would gather around. And he'd teach us. He'd teach us out of the Word of God. We'd have a study time. We'd pray. And we'd go to bed. What a life. Talking about what God says we ought to be doing now. He said to teach them diligently. It's important. It's a command. If you want to mess down at your house, don't do what God says. Amen? He's returning one of these days for His own. And you better be getting your children ready for that day. Oh, listen to me. You know the day that we live in, what folks normally do? Go in, eat supper. Most folks won't even bow their head and thank God for food on the table. Eat supper and then the kids run off to their room, to their TV, to their MTV, to their ungodly junk. And that's what we've turned our kids over to. And we wonder what's the matter with them. We're what's the matter. We hadn't followed this book right here. I'm talking to the daddies now. Daddies, you're the priest of the home. If you're a Christian, God is going to hold you accountable for the way you raise your kids. Listen to me. This revelation of God's Word is to be taught. That He rules in this earth, that He reigns in heaven, that He's returning one day, but more importantly, friend, that He redeems. He redeems. We all need a Redeemer. We're all conceived in sin, friend, and listen to me, we're all, friend, of Adam's bloodline. Everybody needs a Redeemer. And that's a great thing that you need to be teaching your kids at home. They need to be born again. You know, I remember my mother's family a lot of Christians in my mama's family. And as a lost person, it made me nervous to get around them, because they always wanted to mention the Lord, or they always wanted to mention something about getting saved. And boy, that scared me. But I'm glad they did. I'm glad they made me aware that I needed a Redeemer in my life. It brought fear upon me. It scared me. I knew that there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and it made me aware that I needed to be saved. God expects you, friend. Talking about this revelation of God's Word that's to be taught in the home. He said, teach it diligently. Teach it diligently. Don't let anything take its place. It's a great number one priority in your house. That is, this right here is to be taught. It's to be taught. Don't waste Sunday school time. No. Don't waste church time. He didn't say, be diligent to take them to Sunday school on Sunday morning. He said, be diligent, my friend, to teach it to your children and talk to them when you sit in your house. Amen or oh me. It's a message to be taught. The revelation of God's Word. Lord, help us. Lord, help us in the day that we live. We've let television steal God's time, God's family time, gathering around His Word. The devil stole it. But we can take it back, though. Now, if there's to be a revelation of God's Word that's taught, then there needs, secondly, to be a response to God's revelation. I'm talking about total obedience to the Word. You know what? It won't do me one lick of good to read this Bible right here if I'm not going to apply it. Amen? Hey, you can sit under the best preaching this world has to offer, friend, but it won't do you one bit of good if you don't apply it. God intends us for us to hear it, and He intends for us to apply it. Let me tell you something. Daddies, don't try to teach your children this Bible right here if you ain't going to abide by it yourself. Because they're going to be looking at you to see if you're doing it. But if you'll apply it to your life, then maybe they'll apply it to theirs. Amen? A response to God's revelation of His Word, friend. It's to be total obedience. Total obedience. Not partial obedience. Don't nitpick what you want. God wants you to apply it all. If He wanted anything skipped, He'd have skipped a few verses Himself. You better get to applying this thing. I'm talking about a response to God's revelation. First of all, I want you to know in verse 4, there's something says right here that he says, hear. Hear. Anybody got a hearing problem? I'm afraid a lot of times we got a hearing problem. A lot of times when something hits a little hard, we want the person sitting next to us to take that verse, don't we? Amen. He said, hear, O Israel. That means everybody, every child of God was to hear these commands that He had right here to say to them, friend. And I think what He was saying was, you better listen. You better listen to what I'm saying. He said, the Lord our God's one Lord. God had given Him a word for the people. And He said, you better listen and you better learn. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Learn of me. You expect to go to heaven one day. You trust Christ with your soul. I want to know more about Him, don't you? I want to know more about what He's got to say. I want to know more about what He wants me to do with my life. What He expects out of me in my life, don't you? We as Christians are obligated, friend, to respond, friend, to God's revelation, to God's Word. We're obligated to be obedient to this Word right here. You know, our children are dependent on us. I want my son to be a better Christian than I've ever been. I don't want him to come up short of me. I want him to rise highly above me. Amen? Granddaddies, daddies, could we do more than what we're doing to influence our children and our grandchildren? Hey, we'll do. We'll take them out in the yard and we'll play pitch with them. We'll teach them how to shoot a gun. We'll teach them how to hunt. We'll teach them how to fish. We'll teach them all kind of worldly things, friend, but God don't mention nothing about no basketball, no football, no hunting, no fishing. He don't mention none of that right here. He's talking about the Word of God applied to your children and taught to your children. Because when it all comes down to the end, friend, that's what's going to matter. God ain't interested in your boy hitting a home run. No, sir. God's interested in your boy getting saved, your daughter getting saved, and raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that's what your duty is. That's what my duty is, to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, teaching them the Word of God and being faithful before them. Not just Sunday morning, not just Sunday night, not just Wednesday night, but every day of the week. God's a-watching, wanting you to apply this thing to your kids. This response to God's revelation of total obedience. He wants us to hear, to listen, to learn. And know. Notice this, friend, also in verse number 5, not only listen, but He wants us to love Him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Why? Why? Why do I have to love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might? Think about what He's... Hey. Think about what He's done for you. Where would you be without Him? If God withdrew His blessings from you, where would you be without Him? Where would you be if He hadn't come to you when you was in darkness of sin and reached His hand of mercy toward you and rescued you? Why wouldn't we love Him? Why did He love us? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Hey, doesn't the Bible say something like this? If a man loves Him, he'll keep His commandments. I'm trying to show you some of His commands today for a Christian home. Total devotion. Total devotion. Is what He's saying right here. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Totally. First. And we ought to. He's done so much for us that nobody else could ever do. He's coming back for you one day. When you draw your last breath, when your heart beats its last beat, friend, you're going to want Him then. You're going to love Him then. Amen. But we ought to love Him now. Day by day, we ought to love Him more. But I'm afraid that the devil has thrown us a lot of counterfeits out in our lives that we love
the things of this world. And God, we want to love the Lord on Sunday morning. We want to come to the house of God and worship Him on Sunday morning and thank Him for what He's done for us through the week. But He wants us to love Him every day. Every day. And it's imperative. It's necessary for our children to see that we love God. And God wants us to apply that down at our house. Your children ought to see your devotion to the Lord down at your house, in your daily walk, in your daily talk. God wants the home to be a place that's a blessing to these children, not a place of fussing and fighting and cussing. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Why? Because He first loved us. Because His mercies are new every day. Because He's forgiven. Because He's taking us home to heaven one of these days. Well, we take Him for granted. We ought to love Him more day by day. This response to God's revelation of listening and loving Him for Him, but leading. Daddies, are you listening? God expects you to lead your house. God never intended for mama to wear the breeches down at the house. Daddy, you're supposed to be the man of the house. This right here is your instruction manual for having a Christian home. A home that God could be pleased with. A home that God could bless. Be a leader down at your house. Don't take back seat. You're supposed to take the front seat. You're supposed to take control of the reins down at your house. Lead your house in a godly manner. Something don't fit, put your foot down. Say no. We ain't doing this. Something comes on that TV your kids don't need to be watching, cut it off. Unplug it. And there's plenty there. Plenty there. It's amazing that the ungodly junk that comes through a television set nowadays. Sickening. Sickening. God expects you to evangelize, not compromise your children. The devil will take them if you let him. Can I tell you, daddies, what the greatest responsibility that God has given you, that your house is raising your child and seeing that that child gets a godly raising, and do your very best to get that child saved at an early age. You're going to have to be faithful. You're going to have to apply this Word of God in your life, at your house, in your walk, in your prayer closet. Let me tell you something, friend. Wouldn't it be bad to stand before God, have your own child's blood on your hands? Are you listening? Are you listening? God's given you responsibility. If He's given you that responsibility, you better respond to it. You better teach your kids the Word, not the world. The revelation of God's Word is to be taught. The response to God's revelation is to be total. But then there's the responsibility of a father's title. Daddy. Daddy. You remember, hey, daddies, those of you that's got kids up talking, you remember first time they said, Dad, Dad?
Boy, that thrilled you, didn't it? It ought to. But the greatest thrill of your life, I guarantee you, be to see that child come down the aisle and accept Christ. To know that you've done the best you could do in raising them. To get them to that place. Talking about the responsibility of a father's title. Daddies, can I say this? God's Word must govern your heart. It must govern your home. And it must govern your habits. God's Word, it ought to be the driving force in your life. It ought not to be the Atlanta Falcons. It ought not to be the Atlanta Braves. It ought not to be your job. It ought to be the Word of God. I'm talking about the responsibility that God has given you by letting you be a daddy, giving you a child to raise. You better listen to me tonight. It's a great responsibility, and God will hold you accountable for it. Let me show you three things, and then we're going home. First of all, I think part of this responsibility is to fear God and to teach your children to fear God. Flip back into chapter number 4 of the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 4, verse number 9. He says, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life." Listen. "But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, I'll make them hear my words." Listen now, "that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children." Are you listening? Teach your sons. Teach your sons' sons to fear the Lord all the days of their life. Have you ever seen anybody that got in church and before they hit the altar, they come up with a profession. 6 months later, you can't find them. 6 months later, they've turned right back into the world. Boy, what kind of testimony is that to a child? No fear. No fear. We better learn to fear God. Something our country's lost. Something most churches has lost. Something most individuals has lost is the fear of God in our life. We better fear Him. Our God's a consuming fire. He's a jealous God. Look back in chapter number 6 now, verse 13. He says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, serve Him, shalt swear by His name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you." Let me tell you something, friends. When your children go out into this world right here, the devil has got, I'd say, thousands of snares. Thousands of gods out here to offer them. Drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography. Everything is out there to entice your kids. You better have something in them. You send them out there on their own, friend. You better have put something in them that they'd say no to the things of this world. Because they're going to be tried. They're going to be tempted. You better hope to God you've got something in them.
He said, "For the Lord thy God's a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth." Well, I'm glad God don't give us what we deserve. We ought to fear Him. When we sin, it ought to strike fear in our heart. We ought to tremble till we get down to a place of repentance and ask forgiveness. Because He is a consuming fire. He is a jealous God. Fear. Responsibility of the Father's title, I believe, is to teach your children to fear. And fear yourself. No need to try to teach them to fear if you're not showing fear in your own life. Not only teach them to fear, but teach them not to forget. Notice what He says. He speaks about, talking about these children of Israel are about to enter into a place. They've come out of bondage now. They've never had anything. They're going into a land now. They're fixing to have houses. They're fixing to have cities. They're fixing to have vineyards. Man, I mean, they are fixing to hit easy street, so it seems. God mentions all these things that He's about to give them right here. And I think it's a good picture of the abundant life. God wants us to have an abundant life. God wants to bless us. God wanted to bless His people. But let me tell you, there's something right here that you better notice out of the Word of God that could be applied to our lives today. And it's amazing to me that oftentimes when God begins to bless us and give us things, that we turn our back on Him. Hey, there's people tonight that ain't here because God's blessed them too much. Amen. They're too busy now. They got too many things to take care of. Listen to me. He said in verse 12, verse 11, houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards, olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Boy, we are quick to forget, ain't we? Just like these people that died in the wilderness, God brought them out from 400 years of bondage. They never knew what it was like to be free till God come along and sent Moses, a deliverer, a type of Christ, brought them out of Egyptian bondage, fed them in the wilderness there. They had quail to eat. They had manna. He gave them water when they was thirsty. And you know what they did? They bellyached. They murmured. They complained. They wanted to turn back. A lot like us, ain't it? When they should have been thankful. Because of disbelief, disobedience, they died in the wilderness. You better beware. Let me tell you something, friend. You may be sitting on Easy Street tonight. Things may be going real, real good in your life. You better beware and not forget the hand that feeds you, the hand that blesses you, the hand that lets you rise up on your two feet this morning. Let you be here tonight. Beware lest I forget. You know, when you pray with your kids, be thankful. You know what we are most of the time when we pray? We're asking for something. God, do this. God, do that. God, give me this. God, give me that. Never thank Him for what He's already give you. Prayer ought to consist a whole lot of thanksgiving. And a whole lot of praise. And God knows what we stand in need of without Him asking. A lot of times if we'd thank Him for what He's already done, maybe He'd help us with what we need today. Amen? Responsibility of a father's title is to teach your kids to fear, teach them not to forget. Another responsibility, I believe, is to be a foundation. I'm talking about a pillar. Daddies, your children need a place that they can come home to and feel secure. You remember coming up down at Daddy's house? You remember, I didn't worry about paying the light bill. I didn't know nothing about a house payment. You know what? When supper time come, I'd go to the table and I know there's going to be something set on the table. Your kids need a place that they can feel secure. You're to be the pillar, the foundation of the home, Daddy. Provider. The provider. Spiritual, physical, whatever need there is, it's your responsibility, Daddy's. Down at your house. Kids need security. They also need discipline. They need guidance. They need doctrine. Out of this Word of God right here. And this they need is love. Love. It's a cold world that they're coming up in. They need your love. They need the love of God. Talk to them that they know. They know there's a God in heaven that loves them and cares for them. They know that there's a daddy that loves them and cares for them. Daddies, hey, listen to me, daddies. Mamas too. I think mamas are quicker to respond to this, what I'm about to say, than daddies are. Daddies, I don't care how old your kids are. They may be grown. They need to hear you say, I love you. I never heard my daddy say that. Never. I know he did. I believe he did. Never heard him say it, though. They need to hear you say that, daddies. Are you listening? They need to hear it. I don't care if you're 80 years old and he's 60 years old. They still need to hear you say it. They need to hear you say it. Children need that. Responsibility of a father's title. Response to God's revelation. Revelation of God's Word. Daddy's instructions for a Christian home. You want a better home for your kids than what you brought up in? Work hard at it. Hey, grandparents, when your grandkids are down at your house, let them know there's a God that rules and reigns at your house that's brought you this far by His loving, mighty hand. Amen. That's all I have, folks.